peg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the board of directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Victoria. And yes, this program is Voyage as part of the CKUW playlist. My name's Keith Black, jazz between 10 and 1 on Wednesdays live here and streamed at the same website that we archive our shows at ckuw.ca. And we are one of those little stations that just have so much, do so much more than, we're so much greater than the sum of our parts, put it that way. And glad you found us and tuned in. And I think that this program is not unusual in that it presents parts of a genre that you're not going to find anywhere else. And like most of the programming here, it's music or whatever content that you aren't going to find anywhere else. Well, moving on from my historical segment, as I said, I always liked that album. I think it just speaks volumes about a whole bunch of different things and has some great local involvements that are very compelling. Moving on now to a brand new album with a woman named Aileen Homsey, who basically records under Aileen's Étoile Magique. She plays violin, and this is her debut album. She is described as Canadian and American, but she also has with her Michael Davidson on vibes, guitarist Tom Gill, Dan Fortin on bass, Marito Marquez on drums, with special guests Huo Frad on accordion and vocalist Felicita Williams. There's some very interesting music on this, and it mentions in the notes that she has spent an awful long time, like a couple of years, putting together music that she felt comfortable enough with that it was time to put them all into an album. And that's what she's done. The album is called Eclipse. Here's Aileen's Étoile Magique with a couple of tracks, starting with Segment. Thank you.
Thank you.
violinist Aileen Holmesy with Aileen's Étoile Magique is the name that she goes by, the artist's name on the album. And the album is called Eclipse. And you heard three tracks. And I need to tell you, partway through that, I got a phone call saying that part of what was being played sounded like Mahavishnu. And Axe, you got a very good ear, because the track in question, it was called Caraway. I think I misdirected you. It was the track called Caraway, and it incorporates portions of a Mahavishnu tune as well as other sources as well. But way to go, Axe. You got that nailed, and I didn't pick it up. So a little bit of Mahavishnu there in that middle track. Aileen Holmesy, who is, I think, originally from Montreal, studied in the States and is sort of dual citizen, if you will. But this is a Canadian album called Eclipse. Way to go. It is now 12:18 Central Time here in Winnipeg on the 3rd of January, as the year is forging ahead, right? And so let's continue with some music. Again, I mentioned at the outset that one of my favorite tracks of the year, because I think she plays beautifully, is Jean-Tien M.G.'s album called Walls Made of Glass. Jean-Tien M.G. is actually Jean-Tien Michaud Gagnon, from Quebec, Montreal-based. But she is known everywhere just as Jean-Tien M.G., so there you go. Her trio has Levi Dover on bass and Louis-Vincent Amel on drums. The album is called Walls Made of Glass, and I played a bit last week, and then I ran out of time, so I promised her, not directly, but in my head, to make up for it this week. So here is Jean-Tien M.G. with a couple of tracks. The first one's only a minute or so long. It's called Prologue. The Sun, the Moon, the Truth. That's the title of that last track. And the album is called Walls Made of Glass. And the artist is pianist Jeantien M.G. and her trio. A very fine album. The writing, the playing, and she really can play a ton. There's no question about it. Very neat album, and there's so much in the jazz world. And frankly, there's an awful lot across the country, and I've played a few today out of Quebec, and the Quebec jazz scene is vibrant. However you say that in French, it's the same. It's vibrant. And it's 12:34. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. Program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black, and there's a few minutes left, so why don't I just get going and play some more music here to start the year and to end the show, just about end the show. There's a new band in the GTA area called George. And I don't know why, but the album is called Letters to George. And the band is made up of Anna Weber on tenor and flute, Aurora Nealand on voice and alto and soprano and keyboards, Chiquita Magic on keyboards and voice and piano, and drummer John Hollenbeck, who also plays piano and does compositions here. Very well known in the States for his longtime association with groups like the Claudia Quintet and all sorts of and a large ensemble that he fronted. But he is now a Canadian citizen with a residence card and has made his home now in Canada. Yay for us. From Letters to George, I'm going to play two tracks, I guess, from this. First one is called Washington Carver, a very well-known name, obviously. And the second one is Saunders, not as well-known. I do know a couple of Saunders, but I don't think they're referring to either him or her, as I know people of both genders with that name. Whatever. Here is the band called George from Letters to George, and this track is called Washington Carver. That's a band called George from the album called Letters to George. And I'm not quite sure what that is, except I'm not sure who they were referring to. That second track was called Saunders, and I'm not sure if it works for Saunders. But the track before that was called simply Washington Carver, and his first name was George. So maybe there's something going on there that I'm just too slow to pick up on. However, the music is great, and it's basically led by drummer John Hollenbeck, whose career has been wonderful. He's had some great releases, mainly in the States, but the notes declare that he now has a Canadian residence permit and is working toward or is now a Canadian citizen as well. So, gotta love that. Well, it's getting close to the end of our show today, and I'm going to take us out. Early in the show, I played a lot of strings with a group led by Josh Zubot on the West Coast. Well, he's back again to see us out today, along with a couple of other people from that earlier album. It's the same label, Drip Audio, and this is a group called Sick Boss. I don't even want to explore the meaning of that. Anyhow, the group is J.P. Carter on trumpet, Josh Zubot on violin, Peggy Lee on cello. She was on the first one as well. Let me see now. Earl Schmidt on guitar, and James Mager on bass and synthesizer, and he was on the first one as well, and Dan Gauthier on drums. This is obviously a different sound, although it does have a couple of strings involved with it, but I'm going to take us out with that. And I want to thank you for tuning in today on this first of our programs for 2024. My name's Keith Black, and as always, it has been a treat for me to be able to share some of the best of the current jazz world and a little gem from earlier on today as well. Hope that you heard something that caught your fancy, and I did get an email from someone who was asking about the violinist Aileen Homsey, and I will reply to that email when I get home. And in the meantime, I'll take us out with Sick Boss. Thanks for everybody who is listening today. Hope you can make it back next week. I'll be here, God willing, and the creek don't rise, or whatever that old saying is. And I'll see you next time. Thanks for checking us out today. Here to take us home is a Sick Boss. I should say that there's a 2 or 3 part piece on this album, and I'm playing a start of the first one. I'll see how far I get. It's called Useless Genius. There you go.